The Oklahoma City Thunder get a thrilling road win in Washington. SGA ties a career high on a buzzer-beater three, and the Thunder are back. All that and more coming up on today's Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, Ryland Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland underscore Styles. Follow the show on Twitter at LO Thunderpod. Email the show, LOThunderpod at gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to Locked On Thunder. Every single morning, every single day, we're here for you talking Thunder basketball. Subscribe for free across all podcasting platforms because, folks, it's time to get on board, and it seems like a lot of you have. This feels very different than the last few years have felt around Bricktown basketball. We'll talk about it, this thrilling win over the Wizards. Let's start the way we always do with our game overview. No Chet Holmgren, no Usman Jang, no Eugene Omori, no Darius Bazley, Trey Mann, and Isaiah Joe did not play. Coach's decision. The Thunder star SGA, Lou Dort, Josh Giddey, Aaron Wiggins, and Alexei Pokuševski. The five most minute-getter those for the Oklahoma City Thunder were SGA, Lou Dort, Jalen Williams, Evan St. Clair, Aaron Wiggins, and Lindy Waters. So what do I mean by the Thunder are back? Look, I don't have a crystal ball. There's still plenty of season left. We're not even at Christmas yet. And as you know, most casual basketball fans believe that the NBA doesn't start until Christmas Day. So we're not even at the season opener for a lot of you football-crazed fans that will wait until the last second to join the NBA party. But it just feels different. I can't promise you how it will end. I can't get you to the finish line today. As Mark would say, you've got to be where your feet are today. You got to stand right here and not worry about what's in front or behind the Thunder. Because in this moment, after that win, after that shot by SGA, after that performance by that team, it's clear that this is going to be a fun ride. It might end in the playoffs. It might end in the play-in tournament. It might end a couple games out of the play-in tournament. It might end in the lottery, in the front half of the lottery, where you know, like you still get a really high pick. I don't know. I don't know what the record's going to be come March. I don't know what it's going to be come April. But I know that whatever road it takes to get there will be fun for the Thunder. This fan base felt back after that game. An exciting 121-120 finish. SGA hits that game winner. I see fans celebrating on the timeline with no regard for anything else but what we just witnessed. There's no questions about, oh my goodness, what does this do for the percentages? What does this do for the ping pong balls? Should we celebrate the win? Should we not celebrate the win? Everyone was full force celebrating the win. I saw people defending this team to the national media. I even took a shot at a national media member. This was a great game, a fun game, and it was the culmination of the Thunder proving it to you. They proved it to you. They start on a three-game losing streak. Then they go on that four-game winning streak. Then they go on a three- or four-game losing streak. But this week, they've proved it to you. They took the Bucks to the wire, albeit without their best players, obviously, for the Bucks, but it was a two-overtime game where a couple calls go differently and the Thunder win that game, but they played well. Friday, they debut the City Edition uniforms. They play Toronto. The Thunder get a big win. Sunday morning in the Garden. SGA drops a 37-point game. Josh Giddey is having Nick post-game hosts go crazy. Wally couldn't believe his eyes seeing Josh Giddey drop a couple double-doubles in the Garden. Monday, the Thunder almost beat Boston on the second night of a back-to-back in the Garden, the TD Garden that was, on Monday. And then they come today and come back from down 16 points while battling all of this adversity. your second overall pick, who's supposed to be the second best player on this team projection-wise, not available all season. Your one of your best offensive players, your second best pure scorer on this roster, not available due to injury. Tough loss in Boston Monday. Last game of the road trip, getaway day. You're about to return home. You're about to go to Memphis and then return home. So second to last game of the road trip. A sleepy Wednesday night. This team got up. This team got down 16 points. They could have packed it in. They could have said, you know what, boys? We had a fun day in the White House on Tuesday. We're down 16 points today. Let's just pack it in. Let's move on to Memphis and get back home. But they didn't. The bench crawled back in this game. The Thunder were able to get a win. This team returns home on Monday for a game. They play Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This should be your warning signal to go out there and to support the Thunder at the Paycom Center. Because again, I can't promise you that they're going to win a ton of games. If they do or if they don't, I don't want to be reactionary to this one game, because big picture-wise, they're still going to lose games because they're so young, as they did on Monday. They lost that game on Monday because they just did not know yet how to close them. They did not know yet how to get over the hump as a team. They're going to win games because they're so young, because they won't go away, because they're going to stay scrappy, because they're going to come back on a veteran-led team that looks over them. And they're going to just have games where you see the vision, where you see all of the pieces come together. And they're going to have everything in between. So this is not to say that they're back in the sense of contention. I think that it would be fabulous to squeak into the playoffs or the play-in, you know, in terms of their ceiling of wins. So I don't want you to take this as me going too far, too crazy. They're still gonna struggle at times in the win-loss column. And they'll still go through another losing streak at some point in this season. Right? Not everything is fixed. But the apathy that some fans felt, I think, is now washed away. And you're ready to embrace this team. And that's exactly what they need. They're at that stage of their rebuild where they need you. Now this is where you come in. Rejoin the team. Watch them at home at night. Go down to the Paycom Center. Enjoy the Locked On Thunder podcast. Get to know the players. Get to know the team. Get to know how they play. Get to know these guys, because these are the guys who are going to get you over the hump and back to competitive basketball. I don't know if it's going to be this year. I don't know if this will be next year. Whenever it is, this will be the group. This will be the star in SGA. And this team is playing inspired basketball. And it was so good to not have those conflicted feelings, to watch the fan base on Twitter not have those conflicted feelings, and for everyone to just band together and celebrate this win and take shots at the national media again. It felt different tonight. There was always going to be fans throughout this rebuild who wanted to look at everything glass half full and be extra positive and say, you know what, last year's team, Isaiah Roby, they could have got into the playoffs if they tried. Folks, they tried. They couldn't get into the playoffs. No. This year's team feels like it has a shot to be legitimately competitive all season long. And again, will they finish in the postseason or the play-in? I don't know. I have no idea. They're the second youngest team in NBA history. They're only ahead of last year's Thunder team. So typically, those teams don't get into the playoffs. But this might be an atypical team. Who knows? I don't know the future any more than you do. But again, the only thing I can promise you is it will be fun. No matter the end destination, the path there will be fun. It's been fun all season. Tonight was the cherry on top. Tonight was the night where SGA and this organization told you they're back and to get on their backs and go. Rejoin this organization, rejoin this fan base, rejoin everything, and let's go full throttle back as a Thunder community. You had the biggest platforms in NBA Twitter, NBA social media, tweeting out highlights, tweeting out comments on how good SGA is, how good this team is. A post-game quote from Mark was tweeted from the NBA account for the first time, I think, in his entire career. That's how good this team played. That's how good this team looks right now as a young, promising squad. So don't get wrapped up in the wins and losses. Celebrate them. Celebrate tonight. Celebrate what SGA did. But again, don't worry about what the end mark will be in terms of wins and losses. Worry about how they get there, what they look like getting there, and what the future holds. And the future looks very bright. Very bright from what we've seen over the course of this season and in this game against Washington. Just a fun game all around. We'll talk more about it in SGA Stardom coming up. But first, I want to tell you right now about our good friends over at Toro. This podcast is brought to you by Toro, the world's largest car sharing market. So forget your boring rental cars and forever drive at Turo.com and find that drive at Turo. Turo can book you any car you want, whatever you want, for a community of local hosts. So browse their huge section of vehicles and find any occasion, any budget of car that you need. Turo is very special because you can book an SUV, a minivan for that family road trip. You can book a pickup truck for some special errands you need a truck for, and even test drive an EV. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. So again, please forget your boring old rental car service that you normally go to and find your drive at Turo, because they have everything you need across the US, UK, Canada, and coming soon to Australia. So check it out today at Turo and rent your cars from Turo to get you from point A to point B. And again, they have everything from your occasions. If you want a family trip and a family vehicle, kind of bigger than your everyday driver, or if you need to run some errands and need a truck that you just don't have access to right now, well, now you do at Turo.com. Check them out today, Turo.com. I also want to tell you about our good friends over at Built Bar. Folks, Built Bar, it's incredible. I mean, it truly is incredible. It's a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off of your next order. They have so many flavors. My personal favorite is the cookies and cream flavor, but they're cycling through flavors all the time. They have seasonal flavors coming up. They just have whatever you want. But again, it's a protein bar, but it tastes like a candy bar. And it is great pre-workout. It is great post-workout. It's even great as a meal replacement or a snack. Try it out today at BuiltBar.com. They're great for breakfast on the go if that's what you're into. Or again, if you're just using them as a snack or pre or post workout, or just as a little energy kick throughout the day, especially, you know, if you want to check out the Thunder and Blue, they're playing doubleheaders at the Paycom Center all next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's like a 15-hour day in the Paycom Center, so bring you a Built Bar and get you through the day. But speaking of those seasonal flavors, one that you can't go wrong with is the Candy Cane Brownie Bar. It is, wow, it is just fantastic. Little tip, I like to throw mine in the refrigerator even, so try that out today as well. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCK15, 15% off of your next order. We are back on the Lockdown Thunder podcast, on the Lockdown Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, media member, editor-in-chief over at ThunderousIntentions.com, Ryland Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland_Styles. Follow the show on Twitter at LOThunderPod. Thank you so much for making Lockdown Thunder your first listen. Subscribing for free across all podcasting platforms. Check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast for your second listen, which is all about the biggest stories in sports. Check them out today. Locked On Sports Today. Go behind the box score, or behind the scoreboard, beyond the box score, and behind the scenes with our local experts on the Locked On Sports Today podcast. On Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So, we talked what this team symbolized and what this game symbolized. Let's talk about SGA. It doesn't get tiring talking about him every single day because what he does is special. SGA is a superstar. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, if you want to be standoffish, if you want to be glass half empty guy, if you want to reserve judgment because it's only 13 games, I can't quabble with that too much. But SGA is a superstar. And it goes back to what I was saying before. ESPN, Bleacher Report, Kendrick Perkins, all these national outlets, NBA Twitter, just everybody is talking about your guy. Your favorite team's player is on everybody's mind right now because he's doing things that are unprecedented. He's doing things at an MVP level. He's doing things that superstars do. And even little moments, I get it. There's always a worry in Oklahoma City. There's always the woe is me people out there. Oh, Eeyore people, right? Oh, well, SGA might be great, but how long will they keep him? You know, he's just going to go off somewhere else. They're just going to get rid of him. Well, first of all, the Thunder have never gotten rid of anybody, right? It's been Kevin Durant leaving in an unprecedented move to go to Golden State in free agency, which the Thunder obviously tried to get him back. He didn't want to come back. It's been Russell Westbrook and Paul George deciding after re-signing, this isn't working. I want to trade out of here. And then covertly working behind the scenes to fleece both franchises, the Rockets and the Clippers. It's never been the Thunder just flipping players willy-nilly like they're the Tampa Bay Rays. That's never what this has been. They've built cores. Those cores have been very good. Those cores have had success. Then those cores decided on their own to break up, and the Thunder made the most of the situation. That's what it's been. So SGA has committed to a five-year contract with no opt-outs. He's given you a five-year commitment. He has told you at every step of the way he's committed to this plan. He's committed to the Thunder. He's committed to the organization. He's told you at every step of the way that he believes in what they're doing and where they're going. He's told you every step of the way that he is fully in on the Thunder. And then he does these little things on the court, too, to where his actions speak with his words. Friday night, beating Toronto. Eugene Omorui has a fantastic game after playing for the G League on Wednesday. Gets called up on his two-way deal to the Thunder. Plays great against Toronto, his hometown team. SGA goes out there, drenches Eugene in water, has to cool him down. Then you flash forward to Wednesday, today against Washington. SGA has a phenomenal game, ties his career high, hits the game-winning three. And his teammates go out there and drench him in water during his post-game interview. Stuff like that is the little things, but they matter. It's the fact that he trusts a rookie in Jalen Williams. It's the fact that he trusts Alexei Pokuševski. It's the fact that he trusts a struggling Lu Dort all last week to get him turned around. It's the fact that he trusts his teammates who at times have not instilled that confidence in him, but he still instills it in them, right? And still trusts them to make a play, even though he has every right to take over a game and has every right to not make the quote-unquote right play and to be selfish. He's never is. He never is selfish. He makes the right play every time. He believes in his teammates. He lifts them up. He makes them play better. He allows them to play better. His play makes them better. He praises them pregame, postgame, praises them on the court, gets them going on the court, kicks it out to them, instills that trust in them. That stuff shows you his commitment to this team. He hit that three, which of course eventually won the game, but there was still 1 second left. And he went back to the bench, you know, after he hit it. Everybody's trying to mob him, and he's screaming with the finger one up, you know, 1-1-1-1. I think that he was saying, I don't know this for sure, I think that he was saying one stop, like we need one stop, one more stop, we need one more stop to win the game. He could have been saying 1 second, but I think that he was saying one stop, like we need one more stop to win the game. And then Kendrick was, you know, pushing down toward the floor as if to say, kind of calm down, everyone. We still got to get this stop and actually win the game. Because remember, they thought that they had the game won last week against Milwaukee with 0.6 seconds left on a Shea step back three, and a lob play, a low play, and a foul called pushes it to two overtimes, and eventually the Thunder lose in that game. So it's learning from those instances. It's getting the guys focused back up and allowing yourself to celebrate after the game is over, after you score 42 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, shooting 63% from the floor. This is wildly efficient basketball that you're seeing from SGA. Wildly efficient. He shot 2-for-3 from 3. The 3 ball was the only thing that had not came around in the early parts of this season. And from 3 right now, he's up to 37%. And again, in this game, he goes 2-for-3 from 3, including a step-back 3 that was just an unreal shot. I was screaming in my living room when this shot goes down. 2-for-3 from 3. He scored 42 points. And put this in perspective. He scored 42 points, and he missed, folks, missed 5 free throws, which is abnormal. He's shooting 94% on the year from the free throw line, which is by far career high. Typically in his career, he's been around that 81 mark. He was 81 last year, 80.8 the year before, 80.7 the year before that. In his rookie year, he shot 80%. He's typically been around that 80-81 mark from the free throw line. He's all the way up to 94% from the free throw line this year. He missed 5 of them and still scored 42 points, tying a career high. And again, that post-game clip from Mark that the NBA social media team posted was about talking how Shea still trusts his teammates, still pushes them to be better, get better, play better, get over the hump, and allowing them to grow. You have a superstar. Your superstar wants to be here. Your superstar wants to grow with this team, rebuild with this team, get this team going in the right direction. Everything should be trending up for you in your Thunder fandom. And so there's going to be anonymous GMs. There's going to be athletic articles written about how good SGA is, and it's a shame he's not playing on national primetime. It's a shame he's not playing in the playoffs. There's going to be all those things written. As we get closer to draft season and we get into the draft coverage, there's going to be, oh, I heard from a scout today that the Thunder are thinking about trading SGA. Yeah, remember whenever they were thinking about trading SGA for Cade Cunningham? Didn't happen. Remember whenever they were, quote-unquote, thinking about trading SGA for the fourth overall pick and Jaden Ivey? Didn't happen. All right, didn't happen. There's going to be that talk from now on because you have one of the guys that everybody wants. That's the big secret here. If SGA wasn't good, if the Thunder weren't going in the right direction, if SGA couldn't lift this franchise, he would be talked about. But you have one of the guys that all 30 teams want. No matter your situation, no matter your roster construction, no matter where you're at in the standings, all 30 teams want SGA. You got one of those guys, so you got to deal with it. You got to deal with the backlash from the media about every little thing. You've got to deal with the media trying to poach him to a bigger market. You've got to deal with everything that comes with it. And eventually, there'll be some detractors, as there always are, from greatness. Every great player in the league, every player who's ever been playing at this level, playing at an All-NBA level, has had some detractors. Eventually, they'll start coming for Shea. Right now, it's trending upward. Right now, they're in that discovery phase. But once they get to the discovery phase, they'll get to the appreciation phase. Once they appreciate him, they'll get to the tearing him down phase. That's how it goes with every single player. It's a cyclical cycle from the national media. It's going to happen eventually. But the key here is, to tie it all back down, you have one of the players that all 30 teams want. You have a superstar, and you still have a mountain of draft picks. You still have Josh Giddey. You still have Chet Holmgren. You still have Lu Dort. You still have Jalen Williams, Usman Jang. You still have one of the best GMs in the sport, the best shooting coach in the sport, a really good head coach. You have it all in Oklahoma City. So, I can't promise you wins. I can't promise you losses. I can't promise you what a record will be. I can promise you fun. I can promise you the right direction. I can promise you that this thing is heading where it needs to go. Because it is. It is. We'll talk more about this game coming up. But first, I want to tell you right now about our good friends over at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your sports betting info, folks. Go there right now to find the latest odds, news, scores, everything you need from the professional in amateur leagues out there, from college basketball to college football, professional football, World Cup, NBA, NHL, MLB, whatever you want, whatever you like, it's out there right now. Football, basketball, soccer, esports, MMA, boxing, it's all there at betonline.net. And if you're a Thunder fan, the Thunder have been pretty good, pretty good at betting this year against the spread. They've only lost like two or three times against the spread. Other than that, they've been fantastic. They won against the spread again tonight. They were +5 in Washington. They won tonight against the spread. So check it out today. Bet Online, your online sportbook experts. We are back on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, Ryland Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland_Styles. Follow the show on Twitter at LOThunderPod. Email the show, LOThunderPod@gmail.com. Let's talk some more Wizards game. Well, Lu Dort did a heck of a job on Bradley Beal. That's a tough assignment, one of the best scorers in the league. I said it all last week. I said it all this season. The cold streak Lu Dort was on to start the year, it was a cold streak. He didn't forget how to play basketball. He didn't forget how to shoot. He scores 16 points in this game, goes 3-for-6 from three in the last five games. He's shooting over 40% from three. He shot 50% from the floor overall, made some fantastic passes, only had three assists, but one of those passes he made, he creates a rebound and has a nice dump off to Josh Giddey for a tough layup that helped the Thunder down the stretch of this game. In a big way. Two rebounds. He had a steal, a block. And I want to lay something out. Again, don't want to put the cart before the horse. I'm still looking big picture with all of this. But in the future, Mark doesn't know who will start. I don't know who will start, and the starting lineups do not matter. This is what I mean when I talk about the starting lineups not mattering. It's all about the closing lineups, and whenever you envision the closing lineups, and you talk about the playoffs and how the game slows down, it's a half court game, and you're matching buckets, you're matching. When it starts getting offense, defense, half court, playoff basketball, and it slows down, you've got SGA on one end getting buckets and SGA playing great defense on the other end because he's turned into a really good two-way player. But let's just focus on this for a second. SGA getting buckets on one end. That is your go-to score. And you've got Lu Dort stopping buckets on the other end. That is what you're envisioning whenever you talk about the Thunder closing out games and how they can mix and match these lineups to just absolutely smother opponents. And that's why it's so important. That's why it's so important to monitor how Lu is shooting from three and if you can have him as a nice spray-out guy for SGA to complement what he does as a defender. So it was fun to watch him play again today. And again, last four games, he's been really good after a horrendous start for his season. Lindy Waters, credit to him. I mean this in the nicest way possible. He got in there and he was just chucking. He was just chucking shots. And again, I mean that in a good way. Usually we say chucking in a bad way, but it's impressive for your first time playing in such a long time for you to just go in there and shoot seven threes and do your job and play your role. He understands this is the second NBA game of the entire season. He was playing on the blue a couple of days ago, right? He understands that his role in the NBA is to get better on defense and to shoot threes. And so for you to be so comfortable in that role that in your first game and forever, what feels like, to go in there and not worry if you're overstepping, not trying to be scared or timid, but to go jack up seven threes, play relaxed, play confident, score 9 points, get two steals, get two assists, get four rebounds, go 3 for 7 from three. That is a testament to him staying ready. Whenever people talk about how the Thunder are going to switch up their lineups and they're going to make sure everyone stays ready, that was a testament to what Lindy did. J-Dub played well, 10 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, made some fantastic passes, but the Thunder deserve a ton of credit for this win. The Wizards had 6 players in double figures. Porzingis had 27, Beal had 25. The Thunder had 4 players in double figures. The Wizards blew a 17-point lead. 17-point lead! And the bench is what got the Thunder back in this game. They kept playing, they kept fighting through it, and they crawled back. They didn't pack it in, they didn't go home, they crawled back. The Thunder never saw their lead go beyond 3 points. There were 15 lead changes. There were 12 times in which this game was tied. This was a back-and-forth game. This was a high-intense game on the road after you just played a draining game on Monday against Boston, and the Thunder were able to come out victorious. They lost the rebounding battle, 41-37. They had 4 less turnovers than the Wizards, and the Thunder shot really well. 54% from the floor, 51% from three, 65% from the line. Wizards matched them, 51% from the floor, 50% from three, and 88% from the line. The Thunder won the points in the paint category in a big way, 50-42. But they lost the second chance points by 1 point and lost the fast break points by 1 point as well. MVP of this game is SGA, clear and away MVP of this game. And once again, as I mentioned before, the Thunder won bet of the day against the spread. OKC +5, they cover yet again. So later on today, we're going to have a mailbag podcast. So the mailbag podcast will be epic because of the game that just happened, right, that we just witnessed. Drop below on YouTube any questions you have for the mailbag podcast. Friday, I'm going to talk Scoot Henderson. I watched Scoot Henderson play in person twice this week for Ignite against the Blue. I want to talk Scoot Henderson. I want to talk NBA draft. I want to talk college basketball and have all that happen on Friday. And then we're going to recap the Grizzlies game after the Grizzlies game's over with. And of course, we'll be here Monday through Friday and after every single post game. So make sure you subscribe to the Locked On Thunder podcast wherever you get podcasts from, including on YouTube. So until tomorrow, be good and be good to one another.